CPA has been around, I think, now 17 years. So Springfield is late in joining the group of communities taking advantage of it. And they're, because of the city's budget problems over the last 20 years, there's a lot of need out there. So what we sort of heard was that small parks that may not ever merit much attention on the capital improvement program but are of interest to their own little neighborhoods are a high priority for the park department. The Conservation Commission has issues with invasive species that sort of, you know, degradate the conservation areas, and they're interested in either rehabbing or creating walking trails so that residents can enjoy the conservation areas. In the area of housing, what was uplifted was a need for more first-time home buyer incentives and the need for funds to help fix up smaller residential buildings, meaning not big apartment buildings, but 1, 2, 3 family houses. And in the historic area, there are more than 20 vacant, deteriorated, and another 20 marginally used and deteriorated historic buildings throughout the city. And there are probably about 120 occupied historic houses that need something major done to the exterior. So those are the things that we heard, as well as interest in the McKnight Bike Trail and interest in access to water recreation on the Connecticut River.
With so much interest in this, with so much demand, but with limited resources, how do you go about making a decision, reaching a consensus?
Well, once again, we're only in creating a plan. Once the plan is created, that is sort of the framework against we then evaluate proposals that are coming to us. So we're not at the specific proposal stage yet. And that's something that we will probably talk about. What is the criteria that we use to send recommendations ultimately on to City Council for projects that to be funded. But at this point, we're focused on putting together a plan that highlights what the needs are, and then come 2018, maybe in February, we actually issue a call for people to submit preliminary proposals. And you're right, there's unfortunately going to be more proposals requiring more money than we have, but we're hopeful that we can, you know, chip away in it. This is something that the city, you know, any community that votes in CPA has it for at least 5 years. After 5 years, they can put it back on the ballot and repeal it if that's what the voters want. But so I have a 5-year timeline, and I'm hoping at the end of that 5 year, folks will see CPA projects in all areas of the city and in all the 3 eligible categories. So they don't view it as a suburban neighborhood program or an older neighborhood program, but they view it as a citywide program.
What's the time frame now? When do you expect to have the plan ready for the public to take a look at?
Well, I'm hopeful that we will be putting out a very, you know, it's not going to be an extensive plan in January.
And then you think proposals could come as early as February?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we've agreed on is many communities have a 2-pronged process. There is a preliminary application that is used simply for the committee to make sure that what's being requested is indeed eligible for CPA funding. You know, because there can be a lot of good ideas out there, but if they don't touch the requirements that the overarching state law has, well, nice project, but not CPA eligible. So the preliminary application is simply tell us what you want to do and tell us why you think it's eligible, and then we either concur with that and say, yeah, now give us a bigger proposal, or we say, sorry, nice idea, but we can't fund this. So preliminary application, I'm hopeful, but, you know, that may be an overly ambitious time frame. I'm hopeful that we can be asking for them in February and then, you know, getting more full-blown eligible applications coming in later in the springtime.
How much money is available or will be available by the time you get the first request for project?
The assessors have made a conservative estimate of $705,000. And that's partly because what was passed here in Springfield contains, as many communities have, the fact that income-eligible owner-occupants can request an exemption from paying the CPA tax levy. And given that we've never had it here in Springfield, the assessors aren't sure as to how many people may avail themselves of that. So the committee is actually hopeful that at the end of this fiscal year, we will have raised more than the $705,000. But time will tell.